Welcome to episode 3 of The Remedy, brought to you in part by Fresh Entertainment. Also brought to you in part by Dimension G Clothing. Dimension G, where you can get Hardstyle Arena shirts right now for only $10. That's dimension-g.com. Also brought to you in part by Axiom. Axiom, bringing you the tasty truth. Welcome, 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 guys.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the third installment of The Remedy, bringing you the hard dance relief that you need to your home.
Dun, da, da, dun.
Let me take a moment to introduce my hosts. I've got Giovanni from Dimension G Clothing.
What's up?
And then to my right, I have Martha of Hardstyle Arena.
Hi, everybody.
And your host with the most, Sharif.
What's up, Sharif?
The mostest.
What's up, Sharif? How are you?
How you doing?
Oh, man. So obviously, you know, there's only one real thing on our minds this week, and everybody's all thinking it out loud. EDC. I'm bummed. You're bummed. She's bummed. I think we're all a little bummed.
A little sad right now.
This weekend, you know, and it's also really sad that it's not happening because I'm not able to make those awesome poker chips to hand out to everybody each year, you know. Like, that was one of my favorite things about EDC, is going out there and meeting new people and handing out these awesome little pieces of Hardstyle.
That's right. Little fun fact about those chips, that's how I met Sharif, because he gave it to me at the BaseCon stage during Anger Fist's set. And look at me, I'm here 2 years later.
Aww. Was that 6 in the morning set?
Yeah, that was dang.
That
was like...
That bromance,
it
though.
That was, there was like barely anybody there. It was like, well, actually, you know
Second
what? There was
to closing.
Still a decent, yeah, it was, there was still a decent crowd there for sure.
Second to closing.
That's right. And man, but I was still going ham just all night right there.
Yeah, it was day one. And I was like barely like surviving.
Barely alive, you mean?
I was like, this tall guy tapped me on the shoulder. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy?
That's because you were wearing that Weights and Hardstyle shirt. I remember.
I had the flag too.
Yeah.
The Anger Fist Vegeta flag.
Yeah, I'm feeling that romance
now. So big tip, if you guys are at EDC and you're trying to get one of those Hardstyle Arena poker chips that we give out for free, now, if you're wearing Hardstyle gear, that's what attracts our promoters to you. Like, they are told to hunt down people who are representing the harder styles properly and to introduce themselves and start a conversation and to kind of use this as a way to introduce Hardstyle Arena to people that may not have heard about us. And not even that, but you'll also come to find out that if you are at EDC one of these years and you do obtain one of those poker chips and you are an out-of-state fan, it does act as a free ticket when presented with your out-of-state ID to get you into a Hardstyle Arena show. That's pretty cool.
Damn. Good stuff.
That's a good perk right there.
Right? Absolutely. Now, you know, speaking of awesome memories, the first track that we're going to dive into, the pitcher and Sam Lame, Never Back Down. Do you guys remember that awesome video that we made for Hardstyle Arena several years ago? The one that I got bit by a dog?
I have not seen that video, but...
Fun story time about that video. During that video shoot, we needed a person to wear a Kevlar sleeve and be an off-screen target for an attack dog. And the attack dog was chasing the main character of the video, you know, because he was like this Hardstyle rebel. And he was like representing Hardstyle against the law. That was the theme, to go against the... It was very dystopian, because it was Hardstyle Arena dystopia. But yeah, so I'm sitting there holding the sleeve, and the dog comes up, and it comes running, and it bites down, and it chomps on the sleeve, and I'm like, oh my God, this is freaking freaky, you know, but I got through it, right? I put down the sleeve, and now my dumb self didn't realize that when you put down the Kevlar sleeve, you're supposed to walk away from it, otherwise the dog thinks whatever limb is sticking out is a toy. Uh-huh. My leg just so happened to be there, and it bit right into my thigh.
Like, that's a lot of leg, man.
Yeah, I still have a scar to this day. Now, you know, the most messed up part about that is right after that happened and I recovered and I'm like, oh man, that hurt really badly, and I was able to stand up again, the director looks at me and goes, you're not done yet, right? Because we have some more shots to take. So I had to put the sleeve back on and actually like have this dog come at me again. It was the scariest thing in my life.
The team player.
Oh man, now, you know, that was an amazing event too. Going off of that event and highlighting it, we're going to hop right into things. We're going to start it off with obviously the pitcher and Sam Lame, Never Back Down. We're going to follow it off with another pit taste of that event with Warface, Breaking the Rules.
Thank you. what they told us. I'm making my way home. No sky will limit our view. I'm making my way home. Despite what they told us.
plugging Pokemons in the head, smack them up, Pokeface, with your Pokeballs!
Listen, I'm sorry. I promise I'll never do it again!
No, you won't. Pizza, pizza!
The most savage motherfuckers in the whole kingdom. and a goddamn bell.
What a track, guys. Oh my god. That was Delete and Warface with Baddest. And before that, we had Neros with Pincer. Yeah.
Get that workout in.
Now that was one of the summer anthems a couple years ago, actually. One of the bigger tracks that Neros had released. And now Neros is consistently pushing out amazing tracks all the time. And I think right now he's actually pushing out a bunch of new stuff as well. Now, you might remember Neros from the show that we did at Heartstyle Arena at the Union with Neros and Insidious and DJ Lucky Rabbit, as a matter of fact. And Any. Yeah, that was an awesome show. You know what? The vibes that night were just absolutely on point. It was actually a little bit of a surprise to us because we didn't expect the lineup to do as good as it did, and we were kind of just blown away by the amazing response from the crowd. Remember that, Martha?
Oh man, I'm still like trying to like not fangirl about Neros though. That's amazing.
No, yeah, I mean he's such an amazing producer, and like the way he threw down.
Never forgetty.
I wasn't there, but I know Neros, and he put out that recent album, which is just straight fire.
Absolutely. And you know what? One of my favorite moments with going out with Neros and Insidious when we got to take him out was when we took him out to Griffith Park and we were overlooking all of Los Angeles, and like we just had this awesome moment, and they looked at us and they were like, man, we don't want to go back. You know, and
just want this
and
moment
we just
forever.
Felt that right in our hearts. It's really cool to be a person who puts on events and not just hear that from your fans, but from the artists that you bring out as well. It's kind of a unique experience, I feel, because I feel that artist feedback isn't really something that the bigger festivals get as much of when it comes to terms like that. You know, they just come, they play, they fly out, and that's it. You know, that's where with us, they come, they play, and
you give them a little memory.
We give them the memory of L.A. We make sure that they taste L.A. for sure.
And Disneyland.
You know, and
and Universal Studios.
And Six Flags.
Now, with that in mind, we're actually going to go ahead and just jump right into the next set of music. We've got another Delete track with Delete and the Watcher, Payback, ooh, which is one of my personal favorites.
Yes.
And then we're going to follow that up with another personal favorite of mine from Lady Damage, Bitches in the Back. Can't wait. Let's dive right in, guys.
I will rain down every agony, every violation imaginable upon you. I will parade your cold body from every corner of every realm and feed your soul to the vilest filth in hell. That is my promise. With a blood freezing ice cold payback. You thought I forgot about that? I'm not here to kill, just ready to bury ya. Two coins for the very man to carry ya. Long past hate, I'll say it to your face. Alive, dead, or gone without a trace. I will miss ya, with or without guns. My payback will make sure that you're gone.
Thank you.
past pain. I'll say it to your face. Alive, dead, or gone without a trace. I will miss you. With or without guns, my payback will make sure that you're gone. Dead or gone without a trace. Dead or gone without a trace. Dead.
Let's go. fucking black lung. Kiss my motherfucking ass. I should have been motherfucking black lung. Kiss my motherfucking ass. Kiss my motherfucking ass. Kiss my motherfucking ass.
Disorder, but throughout much of history was considered the work of the devil. Often those afflicted would end up suffering horrendous treatments and terrible grief in hospitals that treated them more like prisoners rather than patients. It was dubbed the Palace for Lunatics.
Oh my God, I can't take this shit! They're like a lunatic!
What a track. Yo, that was Delete Lunatic. And before that, we had Lady Damage with Black Mamba. Both amazing tracks. Both amazing shows at that that had played for Heartstyle Arena. Lady Damage most recently was out for Core Doom. And you might remember Delete from HSA Retribution alongside Kane and Thera.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
That was right there, right in the front for Delete. Just kick rolling.
I'm getting goose pimples right now just thinking about it.
Both amazing shows. Now, speaking of our shows that we had recently, our artist spotlight today features someone really awesome. He's not just an amazing friend, but he's an amazing producer. And I'd like to take a moment to introduce him. It's DJ Sim. Sim is a straight-to-your-face, party raw, hardstyle artist from the heart of New York City with a decade of experience under his belt. He always knows how to bring out the energy of every party. In his original productions, you can definitely hear and feel the same energy that'll make you move on the dance floor. From being a part of the foundation that created the hardstyle scene in New York City to special appearances on the biggest hardstyle stages in America, you should always be on the lookout for what's next to come from Sim. Welcome, Sim. How are you?
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, hi. Yo.
What's up, Sam?
What's up? Here. How you doing over there on the East Coast during this quarantine?
We're doing good. I mean, you know, trying to do what other people say, you know, stay in, stay safe. So hard at work, you know, working on some new music, doing my live stream as well. So, you know, just trying to have some fun. And Call of Duty too.
Lots of Call of Duty. Hey, by the way, we should play one of these days.
Lots of gaming.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it.
Now, you know, you were talking about your podcast. I've actually seen you posting about it quite a bit. It looks like you're really active. You're on what, episode 3 now?
Yeah, this Friday will be episode 3. It's a busy weekend, you know, obviously because there's a lot of other streams happening as well.
Yeah.
So I decided I'm going to do a 60-minute classic set, you know, try to bring some people in, listen to some old school sounds. And then I'll probably do like another like 30 minutes or so of newer stuff and original music as well. But yeah, I'm having a blast doing it. Seems to be growing each week a little bit every with people. So I'm just trying to, you know, have fun.
Awesome, awesome. Now, where can our fans tune in to give a listen to this awesome set that they're going to have the chance to hear on Friday?
Well, Friday, my Twitch is, you know, twitch.tv/DJSimOfficial.
Perfect. That's twitch.tv/DJSimOfficial. If you guys can't get enough of him today, which I'm pretty sure is going to be the case, you guys can tune in for a bigger taste coming at you this Friday. Yeah,
especially because it's a classic set.
Can't get enough of Sim.
Right?
Cannot.
Take it back.
Yeah, I delved into the old hard drive and found a lot of cool tracks. You know, some stuff even brought back memories for me, you know, playing some clubs and raves back in, you know, early, you know, 2010 and 2011 in New York City, even in 2009. So
those were some good years, I hear, for New York City and hard style too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun back then. You know, a lot of people. It's funny because a lot of people, when they hear me, they think, you know, I maybe I've been on the scene for maybe 2-3 years or so, but I've been doing this a long time. You know, DJing for 15 years now. Been in the New York rave scene, you know, since 2009. Like late 08, early 2009. So, you know, once you got in it, that was it. You got lost in in the sounds, as they say.
Oh, I definitely understand. I think there's no better people to understand what you mean by that than us right here. Now, speaking of getting lost in the sounds, let's go ahead and start getting ourselves lost in the sounds of DJ Sim. We're going to start things off with DJ Sim's Rock the House, followed by Raver's Night. Let's get it cracking, guys.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Yo, now that is what you call stellar. Dude, not even that. That track just gives me the vibe of like, I'm just trying to, I'm about to get ready and go experience some epic fucking shit at a festival.
Gonna get my party on.
Straight up. That it gives you that like, bam, I'm gonna go party right now.
That's right. Oh, man.
Now, I really, really like that track, but we've got some questions that we've set up, so we can't just stay stuck on it.
All right.
Question time.
Since you've been in the industry for last 15 years, what's the difference you notice now from back then? Like pros and cons of pretty much the music scene? Well, hard dance in New York.
He's asking, how has the hard dance scene in New York changed exactly, mm-hmm. like in your eyes?
Okay. Very different from LA, but New York is crazy because... First, I'll say, like LA, New York is very big into like pop culture, let's just say. You know, everyone right. wants to be, you know, popular and stuff like that. And I always feel like our rave scenes, no matter where they are, we're kind of like the outsiders of, you know, normal clubs.
Oh, definitely.
New York was cool because when I got into it back in, like I said, 2009 and stuff like that, it was really like underground. A lot of warehouse parties. We used to do like outlaws in like parks and generators with a tent in a DJ booth. That was a big thing in the summertime because we couldn't get venues sometimes. But a lot of venues that we had, either, you know, it was like a few weeks with this one, a few weeks with that one. Then we were able to have one for a really long time. But the parties were predominantly mixed. Back in the day, you had your, you know, different DJs go on, but usually always at the end of the night, you know, you know 3 to 5 a.m. DJ would always be, you know, hardstyle or a lot of hardcore. I mean, hardcore has been in New York since the mid-90s with, you know, legends like Rob G, Lenny D, and Delirium. So those guys, you know, I'm proud to call Rob G a personal friend because, you know, he's been like a mentor almost to me. So, but we had our little group. We had our little group of people, Hardstyles USA, and it was a bunch of us. And, you know, we all met through MySpace. And what was cool about that MySpace and YouTube. We just, people were making videos. There used to be this thing called globalhardstyle.com back in the day. It was like a forums. And, you know, we just, everyone kind of just, you know, we all found each other, you know. And we started going out and we started getting bookings. We started playing. Then we threw our first show, Revolution 1. So we used to call our shows Revolution, kind of like based our shows off of Climax. But prior to our shows, like I said, a lot of stuff was mixed, you know, but they did have, you know, hard dance shows. But, you know, a lot of times we were just promoting for, you know, other shows. And then once we started with our shows, mm-hmm. and it was really cool to do our first show. Our first show was it was good, but it wasn't that good because it snowed that night. It was a Sunday night because that was the only night we can get the club. But it was like Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. So people did have Monday off.
Oh,
but
man, you had a lot against you.
Yeah, the snow. But snow hurts, you know, especially when people, you know, trying to travel.
Oh, definitely.
But
we know. We couldn't imagine that because people out here cry about the rain.
I can only imagine. But, yeah, you know, really get the snow. when weather affects you, it's tough. But I think a lot of it, you know, us evolving with our events, we did eight of those parties. I do believe like one or two of those we kind of should have waited, you know, and held off because I felt like they were too close to one another. You know, when you're investing money and time into a lot of these things, you know, you can get shot in the foot as investors and party goers of yourself and throwers. You know what I'm talking about. But from then, we kind of had a boom. Then around 2014, kind of had another boom. We weren't really doing events at the time, but we were getting booked at these parties, me and a few other people around that I work with, and things were really skyrocketing. I mean, we had events in New York City, 2,500, 3,000 people. You know, Frontliner played, I think in 2014 or 2013, I remember. I think 2014. And there was like 2,500 people there. And I remember that was like one of the biggest shows that I've played. You know, we got to open for Frontliner. And it was just amazing. But with you know, a lot of political shit and, you know, laws and crackdowns and a lot of venues closing. It's been on the slow decline, but there have been numerous parties in maybe the last like 2-3 years that have really, you know, rose up and really brought some really cool stuff. Like, I got to play with Headhunters last June, and that was like a sold out show in New York. Nice. Wasn't the biggest venue, but it was sold out, and it was a really cool, intimate show. You know, I mean, there was a decent amount of people there. But yeah, a lot of big hardstyle guys are coming here. And it's changed a lot. I'm not going to lie. I'm very fortunate to say that I'm still doing this, you know, for so long. And being able to represent New York is always a big thing for me because I'm really proud of where I come from. And if you hear me speak, you can hear automatically, you know, where I'm from.
Yeah.
So, you know, I use my tools to my advantage. So, but yeah, I mean, a lot's changed, but, you know, I feel like we're on the steady increase now. This virus and everything like that, and these shutdowns and these lockdowns, kind of messed up a lot of things, I'm sure, for everybody. I'm only talking about here for right now, because that's all I can speak about. But I knew that I did hear in the grapevine that there was going to be some more shows this year coming up. And it's just really unfortunate that, you know, a lot of this stuff, you know, is getting, you know, shut down now.
That it is. And, you know, with understanding to why it is at this moment, I mean, at least it's for the better good. But when they come back, we know that our fans are going to be out there, hand up in the air, going as hard as possible to whatever presents itself. Because you know that the harder styles fans, they're way more passionate than everybody else.
Passionate about
it. It's my opinion. I think that you're going to see probably harder style shows filling up a lot quicker than other shows of other types.
I think in general, just shows, because we all miss it.
Yeah.
we definitely
miss events.
Especially right now, that's festival season.
I started my show.
Yeah.
I mean, I really feel like the first big show that's going to come back, I mean, it's just going
to
be
legislation and the moves after this all goes away to actually extend that beyond 2 a.m. out here in L.A.
We're hoping for
I heard like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah, 4 in the morning. Like that'd be a really nice one. We used to go till like 6 in the morning. I don't know what happened.
You know, New York is usually, you know, 4, you know, 5 if they want to be nice. But then there's some after hour clubs where you party until 7, 8, 9 in the morning sometimes. So
the sun comes up.
Definitely.
So it's up and they're serving breakfast. So
nice.
It's funny.
Nice.
Now, without further ado, let's get right into more of DJ Sims' music. We've got Darkness followed by Payback Time. Let's do it, guys.
Darkness. My shadows, they follow you like an accomplice. Lost all of your dreams, the night is harder. My shadows, they follow you. My shadows, they follow you in the darkness. Darkness, darkness, darkness. In the darkness,
Like shadows, they follow you like an accomplice. Lost all of your dreams, the night is harder. My shadows, they follow you. My shadows, they follow you in the darkness. In the darkness. In the darkness. We'll be right back.
Damn, that was Payback by Sim. Oh my god. Yo. Epic kicks you got going on there.
Kick rolling going on, like, over here.
Kick rolling for life right now. I don't know if you caught us on camera that last second.
But I think got a little shoulder workout. Got a little shoulder workout from that.
Right. Sim, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome,
I'm
awesome. Right, cool. So, you know.
Thank you.
I'm a big guy. I like food. and you know, Italian culture, it's got a lot of basis around food. Now, you know, one of the things I love the most, by the way, is cake. And one of the most famous Italian places is out in the East Coast. It's at Carlo's, the cake place. And I heard you have an opinion about that, actually. I'm actually interested to hear about that.
Who told you this?
That'd be our show's director.
Oh, man. We got some FBI work over there. Let me tell you something, all right?
Oh, there we go.
With a cannoli, all right? I don't like when they put that little citron shit in the cannoli cream, all right? I like cannoli cream, chocolate chips, you got your shell. Bang, out the door, see you later. All right, don't put that shit in there. I don't like lemon zest, orange zest. I don't like this shit. I don't like it.
Like, what is this shit?
No, I feel it. Like, you know what? If I'm going for a traditional Italian cannoli, that's what I would expect, what you described, not Italian or orange zest. I'll admit that for sure.
I mean, that is a big thing. You know, they do like the cheesecake with the lemon zest and the orange zest.
Yeah, but not in a cannoli.
Yeah, but not in a cannoli.
Speaking of things that trigger Italians, I think Martha's got something for you.
Yeah, so another thing that I feel like we all have our different opinions on, but how do you...
Sweating over here.
So how do you feel about pineapple on pizza?
Well, get the fuck out. Pineapple.
What the fuck is that shit?
Again, we all have different opinions, but...
It sounds like Martha's a pineapple on pizza lover.
This is the problem. A lot of people have never had New York pizza.
True.
So they don't know. They think... Oh, Nando's the pizza.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Hang on.
You know, nothing against, you know, establishments here, but, you know.
No, I get you. And it's funny because I heard you had some choice words for Jacobo when you found out that Alex took him to a pizzeria out here.
Oh, yeah. So for people who don't know, I had the honor of playing with Kronos last February. At your guys' show, which I still... I'm still talking about that show now, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But we get out there and we said, hey, listen, I texted Alex. I said, hey, listen, I see that you guys are at Venice Beach. I said, we're hanging over to the Santa Monica Pier, me and my friend Ronnie. I said, we're going to get some food, walk around, you know, taking the sights a little bit. He's like, oh, we're going to be heading over there now, too. I said, perfect. Let's meet up. We'll get a beer or something. So we get there. You know, I say what's up to Alex. I said, good to see you. I saw him at Wasteland in January. So I see Kronos. I say what's up to him. I introduce myself, you know, and we start shooting the shit. I said, have you guys had anything to eat yet? He goes, oh, yeah, I had pizza. I said, you had pizza? I said, number one, you're from Italy. Number two, you had pizza out here? I said, you couldn't get like something else? That's... At least he didn't get pineapple pizza. Listen, me and him stand on that. We both don't like that shit. We agreed upon that.
It was nice. Our other Italian artists agree with you as well, it seems.
Yeah.
That we've had.
I don't know who started this trend. I mean, listen, I'm not going to deny it. I have tried it. I spit it out. I said, disgraziat. Two, I said, son of a bitch.
Never again.
No, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm very particular. Simple, man. Cheese pizza, regular pizza, maybe pepperoni here and there. I like, you know, there's, you know, meatball pizza, maybe sausage pizza. That's it. Maybe chicken cutlet pizza. But these people who do penne alla vodka, pizza, chicken masala pizza. What the fuck are you doing? That's creating not a pizza. This monstrosity. If you want chicken masala, have chicken masala.
But not on pizza.
No, let the pizza be a side thing then, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Just keep it simple.
Now, a second ago,
these big corporations, you know, creating new things to sell. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's all marketing.
Right? I know. Yeah,
it's all right. Marketing.
Now, a second ago, you were actually talking about Heartstyle Arena in February, the one with Kronos.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an amazing show. You know, granted, it's not as big as the BassCon stages that you may be used to, but that crowd I felt was, even though it was an intimate, it was a really, really amazing and just very energized crowd that was absolutely pumped to see you.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like you just said, like I'm fortunate enough, let's just put it that way, I'm fortunate enough to be able to say that I've been on some of these big stages in this country, and I'm fortunate enough that, you know, I've had people play my music, friends play my music on some of these stages. I've MC'd on some of these stages, but there's just something about a small club show, you know, not that club was small, but you get my, you know, it wasn't a festival.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
There's something about an indoor show where I think there was, like you said, you know, 500-600 people there, but the energy was unreal. I could see when I first started, I played a lot of my stuff in the beginning, and some people knew it, some people didn't know it, because I just don't think they knew who I was. Maybe I think they knew who I was, but not like they haven't heard all my music. I did play some new stuff. I played some unreleased stuff too. I started with an unreleased song, and I could just see, like, you know, people's faces were like, oh, this is cool, but, like, you know, we really don't know what this is. And by middle of the set, you could just see, like, everyone was like, yo, we are having a fucking blast right now. Yeah. You know, it was, like I said, hands down, you know, I'm very happy that you guys had me out for, you know, I keep saying that, but it was just a lot of fun. I almost broke my ankle, but it was a lot of fun.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate you coming out, and not even that, our fans also appreciated the crap out of that set, and, you know, we appreciate you for not taking us to court for your ankle.
No, that was my own. Yeah. I mean, listen, we all having fun. I was jumping around on stage, having my own thing. Yeah. I mean, there was a gap there, but, you know, I should know better from riding the subway. You know, mind the gap.
Absolutely.
Who knew that would have been, I think, the last show?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that is, but I mean, in a way, it's like, it's kind of when people talk about the last show, but then it's like, yeah, I was on that last show, so I can also brag about being the last show, pretty much, because I think that's going to be the last show of this year. Honestly, I don't see.
Yeah, that was kind of cool that we caught that.
I don't see having shows this year, and it's really unfortunate too, because I'm a really big concert goer. I mean, I love hardstyle, I love dance music, I love techno, I love trance, so much stuff. But I'm also a metalhead at heart.
Oh,
yep.
And
Rammstein.
Yeah, I had the Rammstein tickets that got postponed. I had Slipknot tickets get canceled. A few other bands. I had another band from Italy, a death metal band from Italy, back in March. I was supposed to see a few bands. You know, I go to at least minimum of 50 shows a year. You know, at least one or two every week or something like that. And yeah, you got to support, man. Some people just don't understand that. You know, I wish I could tour more, but. In time, hopefully. But, you know, with some of these bands, when you come to their shows, you know, it's not like back in the day where they're making, you know, millions of dollars on a record deal, you know, and, you know, they're not really, you know, a lot of these bands now are just, you know, trying to make money off of shirt sales and merchandise.
Totally understand that. But, you know, it's also really cool about getting to experience that many shows in a year is you also get several awesome ideas that you can kind of pull apart from other places and kind of add 100%. On to and implement into your own performances as well, you know?
100%.
I think that's really cool about it.
I look to a lot of frontmen sometimes just to get how they work a crowd, or even body language. People don't understand that body language is everything when you're up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you look like you're sluggish and tired and not into it, who's going to be into your set, honestly?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
You know, and you just, you know, like I tell everybody all the time, and it's funny because I've played shows in New York for 10 people. There's you know, back in the day, side rooms that were like, hey, listen, we have a spot. You want to take it? Yeah, I'll take it. You know, 10, 15, maybe 20 people. But I've also played shows in front of thousands of people, too. Whether you have 5 people or 5,000 people, you give that same energy every time because you don't know who's watching.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's what I do all the time. Yeah. You know?
Perfect.
And yeah.
And now, speaking of that energy, we're going to actually dive right into our artist spotlighted track of the week. Our artist spotlighted track of the week this week is brought to you in part by Aguas Locas, drinks that'll drive you crazy.
Woo!
Refreshingly wonderful curbside cocktails that are locally crafted in Whittier with curbside pickup. You can find them on Instagram at Aguas Locas Cocktails. You can see it at the bottom right there. That's at Aguas Locas Cocktails. And set them up with an order and you will be absolutely pleased.
Get your drink on.
The drink's so good that they make me stutter.
Just for 10 years in Vegas.
Awesome. So that spotlighted track is Sim featuring another one of my favorite people in this awesome industry, Sick With It. The song's called Blaze of Glory. Do you have a little bit to tell us about, Sim?
All right. Well, this one is unreleased right now. It's an upcoming track that I have with Sick With It. I met him a couple years ago, and I always said that I wanted to do something with him, and we always would throw in ideas back and forth. And last year, he threw me these vocals, and he says, "Listen, like, I wrote these, and as soon as he's like, I thought of you." So it was cool to finally play the song out with him, because a few of my friends prior have, you know, played this. It was like an epic moment to be on stage with him to actually, you know, perform the song last February. So yeah, this is just my rendition of, like I said, my party raw style of having, you know, party feel sounds, but still having that raw element and that raw feeling to the music.
Absolutely. Now let's dive right into it. This is Sim featuring Sick With It, Blaze of Glory, unreleased music right here on The Remedy.
From all angles, aiming to cause damage. Got me gripping on the handle with anger that's so savage. Just a matter of time before I snap and lose it. It's a blaze of glory, and I'm going now shooting, 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 shooting. It's a blaze of glory, and I'm going now shooting. So savage. And I'm going now shooting.
Damn, now you guys might have recognized that footage from the last Hardstyle Arena in February where Sim rocked the Hollywood streets.
Rock the house.
Oh my God. That was, and again, like we keep talking about it through this whole episode. It's just that night was so legendary. And you know, as he said, it is kind of was the last Hardstyle experience since the lockdown started.
Yeah.
So it's really like that most fresh memory that we have to really look back on right now.
I mean, I think one memorable moment from that night was I actually invited a couple coworkers to go, you know, experience Hardstyle Arena. And actually, they were like, you know what? Sim was the one that I actually liked that whole night because everybody was dancing. They were grooving. Like, there was not a standing body in that dance floor. Yeah. And everybody was sweaty, but they didn't care. I mean, that really, like, spoke volumes to me, you know, because it's like how I can just introduce somebody that hasn't gone to a rave in years and they're like, wow, that Sim guy? Like, he threw down crazy, man. That was wild.
Well, if you speak to them, please tell them I said thank you because that means a lot, you know?
Yeah.
She's got to tell them that Sim guy said thank you.
That Sim guy.
Someone told me that it took them like a decent amount of time just to walk through like the back area where that club is, like the venue where the bar is, like when they first came in. And I didn't even, honestly speaking, I stayed on one side of the thing because I couldn't even really get through the crowd, even like when I was trying to like walk through just to see like any familiar faces or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was packed from like literally the get-go, which was
it was a packed house.
Yeah, no,
it was hard to navigate in there.
If you walked outside and saw the line that hit the corner of the street, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I hope there's some photos of that, because I told you I wanted to see that.
Yeah, we're
you know, that's just, it's just cool.
We think that we may have actually some video to send you of that. We might not have photos, awesome. But still, a video of that line might be a little bit more impactful.
Just some proof.
No, I believe you.
Sim did this shit to Hollywood, motherfuckers.
We saw the inside, and like I said, you know, it's really cool, because even when I was at Wasteland in January, and it was kind of cool because it was like perfect timing for promotion reasons. And when I was just walking around Wasteland, and like I said, you know, I'm out there maybe a couple times a year. I like to come out to at least the West Coast maybe like 2-3 times a year. Luckily enough, I was able to come out there 2 times in January and then February. And even just at Wasteland, like, just the amount of people that kept coming up to me and saying like, listen, oh, we're gonna come see you next month at Hartsdale Arena. And I was like, that's awesome, like, I appreciate that, like, you know I said bring your dancing shoes, you know. And you know, I had a goal of mine too. I wanted to go out there with 2 new songs, two brand new, I guess you would say, unreleased tracks. And I did like my Party Raw anthem. I played that in the beginning of my set, and then I did my track Motivation, which hopefully will be released this year, but you know, there's no guarantees yet because I'm still trying to figure out how to get some of my music out. But at least I achieved my goal of coming out there with 2 brand new tracks.
No, definitely. And I'm pretty sure that you have plenty of other goals that you're going to hit, and not even just hit, but go way beyond and just surprise the living crap out of all your fans and the new ones that you're going to bring along in the process, too.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm so ready.
A lot of people. Ready. Yeah, a lot of people came up, especially after the show, too. And, you know, nothing but nice things to say. But you could definitely see, though, like the passion that a lot of people, it's like, you know, just like the LA scene in general, when it comes to hard dance music, it's something to be like, even if you, like, I tell people a lot of that time, like, you know, people from over here that, you know, sometimes maybe they just can't afford going to LA. And I said, one day you just have to get out there and just see the love. I mean, this isn't even talking about who's throwing the party, you know, this is just speaking about the dedication that, you know, but like I said, like all things, you got to treat it right, because if you don't treat it right, what happened over here in New York of like the falling outs and shit like that between, you know, promoters and venues, like it's just not good. So you just got to treat it good. You know, don't be complaining about lineups, you know, be happy that you have a lineup.
Very true.
Absolutely. Like, very, like true. Sim says, nourish your scene, enjoy it, appreciate it. And like we said in past weeks before, no matter the brand, if they're supporting the harder styles, you should support it too, because it's the music that you love. Support the music that you love. It doesn't matter who's behind it. It only matters that you love it. And that's really the base of it all, guys.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, now with that in mind, let's go ahead and thank Sim and give him a minute to go ahead and get prepared for his set. He's about to go live and give you guys an amazing guest mix, not just a guest interview this week. So we're going to say bye to Sim for now. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for chatting with us.
We're going to talk for a minute or two while he gets set up. No, and thank you. And we'll see you guys with a very special announcement after this, or after Sim's set. So please stay tuned after Sim's set. And bye for now, Sim. And then, all right, guys. So, great interview so far. But touching back on that Hartsdale Arena, you know, he did bring up, and we have brought it up, it's kind of crazy to think that Hartsdale Arena was really the last one. Decently sized Hartsdale show in America.
Are we still live?
Yes, we are still live. Hang on. Don't say nothing. But, all right, there we go. Now he's getting ready. But so that Hartsdale Arena was, you know, the last live Hartsdale show of the year that's of grand size, at least, that we get. Because, you know, if restrictions do ease and they do allow smaller sized events.
Who knows what size
and when and where.
What kind of restrictions.
It's really a bittersweet feeling. It's really bittersweet because it's like you're used to seeing, you know, big crowds vibing together or, you know, jumping, you know, at the drop. And now it's like it's literally going to be cut by more than half, you know. And I feel like we have to learn to adapt, you know. So
definitely, especially like in the rave scene.
Absolutely. And like, you know what? You know what I've come to learn is this. The rave scene is probably the best when it comes to adapting, because it came from its origins are those where it required it to adapt consistently to strenuous situations. Yeah. You know, our rave scene came from the underground. It was not mainstream like it is today.
Yeah. It was word of mouth.
It was word of mouth. Parties were happening in warehouses where they broke the locks. You know, it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Granted, illegal as heck.
It was illegal.
HSA does not support illegal.
Does not condone the use of illegal activities. But we've gotten a lot further since then. But it seems like now's the time for the scene to go back to its roots a little. And we might be seeing a little more of that as the year goes on. But who knows? Well, I'm getting the signal that Sim is ready for his set. It looks like we're going to dive right in. Now, this is DJ Sim live and in the mix. Enjoy, Woo-hoo! Guys. We'll see you at the end of the next 30 minutes for a wonderful announcement from us at Hardstyle Arena.
What's going on, everybody? It's time to party. Let's get this shit going. Sim from New York City. This is my track, Rock the House. Happy to be here.
This is Mother.
Oh, we're partying, all right.
Turn the music up.
My party people at? Where you at?
Together! y'all to reach out and join us with pride and passion. Yeah, let's share this moment of truth. Together we can achieve more than we can imagine. Together is the key to success. Together is the cure to loneliness. Together is a wonderful place to be. Together is how we create life.
We are together. We are one. Hostile family. Represent.
Side to side, no pressure. It takes a team that is down for whatever. Dedication, hunger for adventure. Make it last forever. Together.
Put them hands up. Side to side. Darkness.
My shadows, they follow you.
Will you follow?
Lost all of your dreams. The night is harder. My shadows, they follow you. My shadows, they follow you in the darkness. Darkness.
jerk off, fingers up and proud. Who can't stand fake shit, hate it and face it. Wants to see your wound and only wanna break it. Don't get the bullshit, who always keep it real. Give it to you honestly, not how you feel. My voice is mine alone, know what you gave. You wanna take that, then take it to your grave.
Take it up a little bit. Take it up a little bit. Hostile Arena, much love. Yeah.
than you expect. The world rejects, reflects the human effect. Sick and vile, corrupt, every empire falls. For our survival, we will raise the walls. Hold on the wrath, it's the end times now. To the sound of drums and trumpets, burn it down. Mount the beast, I bring the end about. It's an all-out war, here comes the fallout.
Once again, thank you. Much love. My name was Sim. This has been a blast.
Thank you very much, Sim. That was an amazing set, guys.
Thank you, amazing. Sam. Have another.
So
thank you very much.
Energetic. Oh, my God, yo. I don't know if you guys saw us last second. I think our camera guys clicked us in for a second while we were kind of going ham at the end right there.
My shoulder.
Yeah. You know, I actually have shoulder problems, and I think it's from fist pumping at heart style shows.
There you go. I didn't stretch properly.
Right. Mr. Workout over here, weights and heart style.
That's right.
You know, speaking of weights and heart style, your brand and Dimension G, we've got actually something special for you guys this week. This week, Dimension G is giving away, what's your discount? Let's talk about it.
Get some merch. The code is Remedy to save 15% off your order. It'll be valid for the next 24 hours.
Awesome. So again, for the next 24 hours, if you use the code REMEDY on dimension-g.com, where you can currently get Heartstyle Arena shirts for only $10. That's without the code already, by the way.
Without the code.
That's without the code. So if you add the code, you save even more.
And you can grab some whatever you like.
And tons of other amazing
whatever you want. Have stickers,
Heartstyle merchandise.
Hats,
yeah.
Shirts, hoodies.
Face masks.
Just get your gear, everybody. Just get your gear.
Get your gear. Now, I talked about an amazing announcement that we got for you guys earlier on in this episode, and I think it's about time. You guys have definitely done a good job of being patient.
Drum roll.
So I'd like to announce, without further ado, next week's episode is going to be the official Gearbox Digital Takeover of HSA Presents The Remedy. We'll be featuring a discussion about Gearbox's brand new album that's releasing next week. We'll also be featuring guests from Gearbox, including the man behind the label himself, Phil the Gearboss, and many, many more, as well as a Gearbox Digital guest mix provided by, I believe it's going to be, well, actually, let's keep that as a surprise for next week, so that way we get you guys around. But so we've got plenty of surprises. Next week, tune in. We've got Gearbox Digital. We've got HSA. Don't forget to make sure that all your friends follow us on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/HardStyleArena. Keep your eye out for the Axiom Network and Fresh Entertainment. And on that note, goodbye from HSA The Remedy. We'll see you at the Gearbox Takeover.
Love you guys.
See you till next week.